Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. In episode 446, season 3, we reflect on Cicero in Academica 2:33. Panaetius, almost the greatest man, in my opinion, of all the Stoics, says that he is in doubt as to that matter which all the Stoics, except him, think absolutely certain, namely, as to the truth of the auspices taken by soothsayers and of oracles and dreams and prophecies, and forbears to express any assent respecting them. This is an interesting passage for a number of reasons. First, it gives us a glimpse of one of the chief representatives of the Middle Stoa, Panaetius. The Middle Stoa was the intermediate period in Stoic history between the early Stoa centered in Athens and the late Stoa centered in Rome. Second, it confirms that the Stoics disagreed among themselves on a number of issues, reinforcing the general point that this was a live philosophy, not something written in stone by Zeno of Citium, the founder. Third, it tells us that the Stoics, except Panaetius, believed in divination, which may seem strange given their materialism and generally science-oriented view of the world. But for the Stoics, divination was indeed a science. If the world is governed by a cosmic web of cause and effect, it stands to reason that one should be able to foresee the future based on clues from the present, which is what divination attempted. While we know today that things don't work that way, the principle is no different from that of modern scientists using current states of affairs to predict future ones. It's just that modern science has a far more sophisticated understanding of natural laws than the Stoics did. The lessons here are interesting. Don't think of Stoicism as a static philosophy, since it never was. And don't be too hasty to make fun of the naivete of our ancestors, since our descendants will probably regard us to have been similarly naive.
Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will return with a new episode very soon, if fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you're using to listen to it. Thank you.